There will be a Vadim over here in Elul. It won't be the whole time, only twice now, today and today in a week, and afterwards I'll be out of the country, and then I'll be back before Rosh Hashanah, so I hope. So this is not so ernst. And you come to listen to a Vad, and you come to listen to another Vad, and then you think you have Elul. That's not so ernst. And that's why I try to base my Vadim on this booklet which I wrote, Bin Hazmanim. That was not such a great Bin Hazmanim, you know. It was much more work than Bin Hazmanim, but perhaps that's a good Bin Hazmanim that we can be needing after the very good I'm needing. But I tried to do that. So, Be'etzem, I said it in the Hebrew Vadim there, I said it definitely. Over here, it's Hebrew. The book is really in Hebrew. It's a new book. It doesn't have anything to do with the Reutz of Yeshuva or with the book in English. It's an entirely different thing. And it's a better necessity to work together with that book when we make the Vadim. Otherwise, there won't be Vadim. They won't do anything. So, by the Hebrew Vad, I said, anyone which is not intending to buy the book can go out now. Okay, that was the announcement. Good. That was a very funny announcement for me. I like to do that. But there is a certain amount of truth to that. Because it's not for real, you know. You can't have an Elul at a Rosh Hashanah, the Yom Kippur, and you want to reach somewhere in Tshuva out of two or three times being inspired or listened to something, and then you did the job. Doesn't do the job. When you were in Mir Yishim Chutz Loretz, which I can't do that, and it's not shayach, that comparison, but you were in Mir Yishim Chutz Loretz by Rabbi Yochum, he spoke five times a week in Elul. Five times means three times on Shabbos, three times Rabbi Yochum on Shabbos, and two times throughout the week. And you wanted to escape. You didn't want to have to do that. It was too much. But that was Elul. And I was in the Mashgiach in Beryankov. There were three or four times a week, depends on when. Yeah? Three times normally, there was twice on Shabbos and once in the middle of the week. And once in a while there was another one there. But it was terrible, it was a real demand in the air. And this you can't create when you sit here one Thursday, you know, and then another Thursday, and then Chofesh, and then perhaps another Thursday before Rosh Hashanah, and then you have your Elul. Now then you won't have an Elul, then it won't do the job. One has to do the job, so that's why I very much, in a certain way, insist. It's not because of money, it's because of the Tehillis. I insist that you should go and take that book, try to read it, it's Hebrew. So it's a little bit, that could be a little bit tricky, but we live over here in Eretz Yisrael. So please succumb to reality. Yeah? Because the reality over here is that you speak Hebrew. Yeah? You don't speak English. So that is what I think has to be done, that you go together with that, together with the Vadim, and we'll try to interact together. I'll try to explain what I can. And then perhaps that will do something. It's a very practical guide. It's very practical. It's very simple and practical, the whole thing. But it's a new way how to measure up to that challenge to make tshuva throughout the Elul till Yom Kippur Sukkot Shmi Atzeres. Yeah? So that was the Akdoma. So that was a necessity. Now, when we are facing the problem or the challenge for making tshuva, we face a demand of change. Yeah? Tshuva means that you making a change in your personality, a change in your own person, throughout your ma'isim. Yeah? For sure, tshuva is about making mitzvahs and not making averas, for sure. But there is this ingredient there which is based on a very intrinsic part of what mitzvahs mean. It's based on that the inner core of mitzvahs is being together with the Borei Olam. And the inner core of Averus is disrupting the connections to the Borei Olam. Mitzvahs are not only technical things. Even the Nefesh HaChaim says that. That's why he wrote his Sefer, you know. He wrote his Sefer that when you do a mitzvah, you are connected to Olam HaSelyon. What do you think? That means mitzvahs is about that. Yeah? That's Nefesh HaChaim also. Only the main dogesh is the Maise. But the Ma'aseh mitzvahs, they are about being connected to the Borei Olam. Tshuva is reinstalling this connection. You have to change something. Tshuva is not only, instead of Ma'aseh Aleph, you do Ma'aseh Beis, is you connect differently to the mitzvahs. Yeah? You connect differently to them. And you have to reinstall this connection when you do a Ma'aseh. So it's not enough doing some action, but the action has to make that you feel that you are connecting back to this principle which is behind this demand from the Borei Olam. Is it learning Torah? We'll speak about that. Is it tefillah? You are connecting back to that principle through your small action. And there has to be a small action. It has to be a small action. Your small action is something which your life is built from. Yeah? You are not built from big decisions. And you are not built from big things which are happening in your life. You are built from very simple and very small actions. That's what is your life there about. Very small, very simple. So tshuva has to be very simple. Tshuva can't be sophisticated. And this is all, we are all failing in that. When we want to make tshuva, we want to make tshuva to some big goal, which is in front of us. That could be kiyum kol ha-shulchan aruch, or that could be the uppermost masmit, or that could be anything which are inspired, or have envisioned that you want to do, and you make tshuva in order to reach such a thing. Yeah? No, tshuva is not about that. Tshuva is about having a change in your life in a very, very simple way. In a very simple way. In a very basic, simple way, a change in your life. But it has to be a change in what happens in your life. This small mindset. And that needs work. So the small mindset has to be chosen with a strong mental work too. That can't be simply a decision that you do something which you didn't do till now. That's not Rabbi Zohar. You have to think about that. What are you about to change? Yeah? So, when you, for example, you want to think about learning Torah, which I speak about here about to people which are learning Torah. When you want to think about learning Torah, you first have to define what is your connection to Torah making to you. What does that do to you? Yeah? When you are connected to Torah, what does it do? And where do you, or where did you disrupt this connection? Where was it going wrong? You have to think about that. When you think about tefillah, you have to think about where is the tefillah connected to me? Where do I connect? Where is that world of tefillah? What does that mean? When I want to work on Beinu Mechaveva, on Kas, or on Chesed, I have to first understand what Chesed means. Not because I am a philosopher, not because of that, because I have to reveal how I can connect to what the Borei Olam wants from me in this business of personality. My person has to be connected to the Borei Olam, yeah? Through the mitzvahs. That is the Nefesh HaChaim, the Shar Aleph. When he speaks about tshuva, he speaks about the human being, about the person. He doesn't speak about Ma'aseh Mitzvahs Bilvad. That he says in the beginning of the Shah. But when he enters the Nidden about Tshuva, Reb Chaim immediately says, Tshuva is about that you have to clean your neshama. That's it. Not any pe'ulis in the world, no Olam es Elyonim, and no nothing like this. It's all a very personal, a very thing which is chal in your personality. That your person, your nefesh, your ruach, your neshama, however he makes that deal as a mekubal, but your own person is changing, is getting out of that bad matzav the person was in. Not that you are changing an action itself, and that's it what you change. You change the person. So you have to make a change in the person. But there has to be a small action. So the small action for Abisrael, that's also the safer, the small action of Abisrael is not because he wants to give you an easier time, because he suspects you that you will not be able to fulfill the big endeavor. No, not because of that. The small action is lekatchile, because small actions are part of your life. Big actions are part of your decision. Yeah? Small actions are part of your life. And you have to find a way that you change your life. And not only that you decide on something which afterwards this decision will go off. You change your life. But when you want to change your life, and that is part of your life, there has to be a small action. Has to be a small action, that's the katchile, but it has to be a changer in your life. So I want to give a dugma in Limud Torah, for example. Personally, I'm marketing that. Personally, I myself now, in these days, in these few weeks, I had a change in my tefillah. And it's exactly the same. Only I will not mention it because that's a thing which I still struggle with by me. So I will not say that in the Vaad. The Limud Torah, I gave up on that already a long time ago. I'm a Mashgiach, so I can't speak about Limud Torah, no problem. But tefillah, I still hope to have some shaykhs to that. So there, it's not so convenient for me to do. But it's exactly the same thing. It's a very small thing, an extremely small thing. A thing which is mamish kimat gurnish, nothing. I was not the kabel to say Shmona Esra bekavona. I was not the kabel to daven slowly. I was not the kabel anything like this. I simply had one thing, one word in the Shmona Esra, which I saw that this is a word which changes my feeling. And I concentrated on that, I worked on that, and then, okay, I daven slower, could be, then I daven with kavona, that could also be a little bit more than, that means, something perhaps, some kavona, but slower, but that was not my kabola, that was not. No, I was not the kabol to daven slow, I don't make after the Shmona Esra like this. I saw a man, he davened, in the beginning he looked like this, and he davened, in the end he looked like this. Was not geguckt zweimal, weißt du, how he guckt, wie lange gegangen, yeah? So by me, I was not the kabol how long my Shmona Esra goes. That's not the Kabbalah, and not the Kavonis, nothing, is only one big, small thing. So I won't speak about that. You can find yourself a thing in Tefillah, which will make you a change in the connection to Tefillah. I will speak about learning. So, the learning by us, according to my opinion, learning by us has a difficulty. This whole connection to learning by us is in a difficult stage, because we are thinking that being connected or being connected to learning means you are connected to ideas of learning. You are connected to ideas. Huh? You have ideas. You know what means Zweck Zweke, and you know what means Nat Bar Nat, you know what means Karpov, you know what means Mukav Ledire, you know what means Chazoke, you know what means Chazoke Mikore, you know what means all these things you know. That's what your Torah is about. But there are not too many people which know a words of Torah which they can chew on. They don't do that. Yeah? Especially it could be when you are American, that is a big flaw because this in a certain way doesn't speak to you. Because that language is it's always a little bit strange, but it has to be. That there has to be. There's no tenor. You can't say, I'm American, not for me. No, it's not Shayach. According to my opinion, it has to be that you have simply words of Torah which you are chewing on. It's Moshe Lomar Dovo Doime. I said that in the Kehl, even though no one in the Kehl will go together with me. Moshe Lomar Dovo Doime, I don't know whether you had that still when you were younger. I had it when I was in high school, in the beginning of high school, later on too, that we had to quote poetry in front of the whole class. You know? I don't know whether you did that still. A lot of people don't do that anymore. I did it in French and in German. And to my amazement, this is still engraved in my brain. I know that still. I can tell you in French, La cigale enchantée tout l'été, je te rapporte de pourvu qu'on a bise fivenu. I can't say that La Fontaine by heart. I can say it in German when you want. I say, hat der alte Hexenmeister sich doch einmal wegbegeben und nun sollen seine Geister auch nach meinem Willen leben. I can say that Goethe in German. And I know it by heart. I know that is in me. So why I don't have Tilim like this? Busche verhelfe, huh? That I should have a geschmack in saying a Tilim with a whole teuchen and I chew on that. Or a Rabbeinu Yoine. Or a Mesilas Yeshorim, not Bekiyas. Be careful. I don't go for Bekiyas. That's not Bekiyas. That's not Bekiyas. That's not quoting. That's chewing on it. You know, you have it again, Geschmack, and you chew on that, and you see it again, and that is a big thing. when you would be mekabel one thing in learning Torah, that instead what you do normally is that you want to be mekabel something in learning Torah, and then you learn instead of 3 hours, you learn 3.5 hours. Which that Rabbi Yonah brings that down. When you were chayzer b'tshuva, chil Hashem, or whatever it is, you have to be moisif. You become one blood, you learn two blood. Yeah? But I don't want to know where you have to make a statement of a commitment after your chayzer b'tshuva. That's the notion of Rabbi Yonah. I want to know where is this Kabbalah Ktana of Rabbi Yisrael, which makes a change in your life. Yeah? So when you are making instead of 3 hours, you have 3.5 hours, that's not so much difference, that means let's say it's a small change, but it's a small mindset, but it's not a small mindset which changes anything, because you simply have the same schere going up. It's the same thing going on further. We have to think that there is a different thing going on. We change. There's a change happening in my personality, and I approach Torah differently. That doesn't have to be that I had a big mistake till today. That's not the point. But I make a change. But the change is this conceptual thought. Where is that sugya, which is called learning Torah? For example, by me personally, the learning Torah, that would be this. A very small, a very simple investment that you are taking one thing which takes you, which is speaking to you, and you simply learn these words, go over these words, and you chew on them. And then next week you'll see that you even understand more, and it's more bedepth, and you have more of an understanding by it, from it. Yeah? So that is a thing which perhaps that's like a disease mind, this thing, could be. But I think that's very much happening in the tzibur, that they don't have it. I myself, when you are not on my target when I do that, but there are people, they are on the target when I have a Rambam learning. So I learn a Rambam. I learn a Rambam, I chew that 100 times. But after 50 times, there's a chat there. Then I write someone, or I call someone. And then, could be, I write him 3 times a day, you know. In the morning was that shot, in the middag is geworden besser, and by nacht is geworden noch besser. Because that's the way you chew, you know, you chew and then you chew that Rambam and wow, a gute Ore. And then you chew further, and then you have another Ore. You chew the whole time, you know, again and again, but you don't do that. We have ideas, and the most you can do is that you have a steer in these ideas, because you don't really know how it's fitting this musik of chazoke together with the biru hametzias. When you learn ksuvis, that's the problem there by the moving from the isha, which the cheskes moment is from varad hametzias, which are based the kainah basis was made. That's right. You don't really know what that means. So this is a clash in your musogim, but that's not what I want. That's what you do. You are a specialist at that. I want something else. I want you to take Torah and do it. So just imagine I would do that, you know? I would say, okay, I'm Mekabel that, that's my Kabbalah, and you're in front of the Tzibur. I'll do it now. You're in front of the Tzibur, and then you would say, Leuchter reads Tehillim. The Weisse Chais, he got Alzheimer early, you know? Das ist etwas Avad, sagen Tehillim? Ja, das ist Avad. Was ist schlecht? What's bad? What's not good with that? No, you have to say something sophisticated. No, you simply have to chew on these words. And these words express something from your own life. That's what's happened by me. That's why I took this mizvah. Because this is not, it is not so geschmack to have that point where it is with you, but I have it. What shall I do? This Benazmanim, for example, you all were a little bit resting or doing something. I rested, I think, half a day. All the other time I was working on that Sefer and I worked on the Rambam, which I didn't print yet, and it was great meshugah. Great meshugah. I know what is my dimion. When I have a dimion of Chofesh, I know what the dimion of Chofesh is. In my dimion, I want to go to Switzerland, I want to go on the Alps, where there are cows and grass, and you hear these cows with this gling-glang, you know, you hear the cling-clang, cling-clang, cling, that's the way it does, you know. So I want to hear that, I want to sit there, do nothing, and having my head off. And I know exactly that after half a day being there and thinking about nothing, I will be insane. Because I will tell my companion, I have to think about something. I can't sit there and look at the cows. That's your problem. When I don't think about the Rambam or things like this, then they think about you and then you are in troubles, you know. So that's what I do normally. I want to escape from that. Doesn't go. I can't accept that's a disease. So Lahavdil Elav Abdolus, David HaMelech didn't have a disease like this. David HaMelech expressed something like that. Namnatzeach leDavid Mizbeach. Hashem chakartani veteido. Atto yodati shishodato shifti vekumi. Panto lereim irochek. Orchi verivi zeireiso. Vechol droch haiskanto. Ki ei milo bilshoini. Hein Hashem yodato kulo. Ochor vokedem tzartani. Vatoshe zolai kapecho. Pli yodas mimeni. Nizgevo. Loi uchalo. Ono eilech miruchecho. Ono miponecho ebroch. Im esak shomayim, shom oto. Vatsia shoil, hineko. Esokan fe shochar. Eskeno bachris yom. Kam shom yotcho sancheini. Vesechazeini yeminecho. Voimar, achoyshech yeshufeini. Velailo oirbadeini. Kam choyshech lo yachshich mimeko. Velailo kayoim yoir. Kachasheicho koiro. So I will cease here, otherwise I say the whole. By the Ivrit, I said the whole mizvah. But this is simply. I saw another knage. I saw another knage in the middle of reading. You know, I saw nicht gesehen. Yeah. Oh, das nicht gesehen. It's simply chewing these words. You would do it. You would come here next Thursday. Someone standing here saying a Shari Tshuva or a Tilim or whatever it is. I only say that took me because of that, and then. Watch, you say it? No, you won't. But a lack of connection to Torah. Because Torah is that you are connected to the words. Torah is connected to the text. Torah is not connected to the ideas. No, that's a mistake. The connection to Torah is connected to the words. I remember Rav Moshe Soloveitchik reading Tehillim, and he knew how to learn better than all of us together, and another 100 times like this, and he was reading Tehillim like an alter Yidene, you know? Simply reading Tehillim. Having a geschmack in Tehillim. When was the last time you had a geschmack in having a text in your ears or in your mouth, and you say that, and you go over that? And it's a thing which you can go over again, and having again the geschmack in that, having again geschmack in, where was it? You don't have it. So that's a big lacking connection to Torah. That's not a big endeavor. That's a small one. But this would change your connection to Torah. Definitely. So you see, this is like a clarification that you have to clarify. What is the change I want? Yeah? It's not that I am learning more. I do something which is a small ma'aseh, but it points into a change of that issue I'm working on, which I was lacking. My connection to Torah was not too big. I want to make that bigger, stronger, but I don't go for the same schoire more than before, because that won't keep up. That will not do anything. That's what I mean. That's only a decision. But over here, I change. It's not a question only of my decision. It's a real change in my path. So I want to change my path with a small mindset. Same thing is when you are working on Benolma Chaveiroi. You want to work on your sablonis, so you want to work on any meter which you have. You have first to understand what is the concept, for example, of sablonis. What is that concept I have to internalize, I have to do with the small meiser? What's the concept of sablonis? So the concept of sablonis is seemingly a very simple concept. It means that you have to suffer or to be soibel your boss, or you have to be soibel your children, or your wife, or your shver, or your shviger, whatever it is, you have to be soivel, you have a cheder. That's what you have to be soivel, sablonis. Mistake. Wrong. You don't have to be soivel anyone in the world. It's not true. You don't have to be soivel anyone. You have to be soivel yourself. You have to be soivel your own rots. When I have to be soivel a nasty boss, I don't have to disable him. He may be nasty. There is no Shulchan Aruch which says bosses may not be nasty. They may. Bosses may not be micromanaging. They may. But who do I have to disable? I have to disable me. that I have a rotzen that boss should be a nice person. But this rotzen is now not coming to his fulfillment. What shall I do? And my boss is not a nice person. So what do I have to be soevel? I have to be soevel my own rotzen. That I want it differently. Not the boss. I have to be soevel me. When you understand that, then you see I can make a small mice in this direction. Because when I want to cross the road, and it is a red light or whatever it is, so the world is not going according to my rotzen. That's what Savlonis means. And soevel my rotzen, which is not actualizing itself in reality. But I'm soevel that rotzen, that I can live through that matzev, that my rotzen doesn't create reality. He doesn't. It would be a very bad idea when my rotzen would create the world. That would be the end of the world, you know? No, that wouldn't be a good world. By surprise, the world doesn't go according to what I want. And that's a good matzev. I have to be soevel that. What do I have to be soevel? My own rotzen. That my rotzen doesn't drive me crazy. And then you understand, you work on that, not in the big circumstances. That when you have a someone neighbor which has wants to build a building and he uses the Congo into the wall till boom, and he says shalom, you know. And then you have to be soevel that idiot. So no, this is not where you have to work on savlonis. That's too much. Or when your child gets up 3 o'clock in the morning, just the night before you have a job interview, because he gets up 3 o'clock because you were nervous when you went to sleep, and the child was feeling that, and that's why he gets up 3 o'clock in the morning, very understandable. But he will wake you up, and you can't sleep through the night, and you have a job interview the next day, and it drives you crazy, and you see the job going away in between your finger because of that nudnik, you know, and then you are in rage. That's very difficult to work then. You have to work in a thing which is part of your life. So you go into the street every single day, and you go over a red light every single day, and there you work on your savlonis, that the world is not going according to what you want. Aha! Uh-huh. That is a small maise which will change my attitude to Benyot Mochaveli. Same thing, yeah? It is a change. It's different than the concept you had beforehand, but it is expressing itself in a small maise. So that is the backbone of your making a Kabbalah Ktana in those days, before Rosh Hashanah, after Rosh Hashanah, towards Yom Kippur. Okay? So that's what I want to tell you as Baal Peh. But again, it won't do the job really when we only have a Vat together once a week, and next week too, and then the week after this I won't be in the country, so that won't do the real job. So I want to tell you that even though it's Hebrew, but it is, we are in Eretz Yisrael, so we speak Hebrew, what shall I do? So it is a new book over here which I sell, and I want you to buy that. It's not because I want your money. That's another sugi, yeah? That's not what I want, but I want you to buy that book because otherwise there won't be a Retzini Vat, there won't be a real Vat. There will be words going on once a week, and that will be Gola Timion, will go to Ibud, and then Yom Kippur will be exactly the same place we are till now. So that's why I wrote this book. It's a very good book. I didn't write the Hebrew. The Hebrew is a beautiful Hebrew. And I want you, I will not tell it so strongly that you can leave now when you don't want to buy a book, but it's a similar thing, you know. You have to do that. You have to be sincere. And believe me, for 20 shekel, you made much worse things than buying that book. That, believe me, I'm sure, yeah? Okay? So that is the request from that man, and I think it's a good work together, and next week we'll see further on, according to what, I will not give a whole mahalach, because that's the book, but I'll speak of something else next week, connected to that mahalach which is in the book. Okay? Atka.